testes.
Hey, everybody. It's another episode of Autastic.
Podcastic.
Ah, come on. I'm going to confuse the people out there. Autastic.
Okay, just Autastic.
If you're new to the podcast, it's the podcast where two comedians discuss living with autism, and we give advice, we read the news, keep you up to date on what's happening. And it's pretty much the only podcast out there that, or any sort of media altogether, that talks about autism that isn't depressing.
I concur.
Yeah. Sometimes it's depressing.
You should introduce yourself. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Graham Kay.
And I'm Kirk Smith.
Oh, yeah. Professional. Here
just
we go.
Just in case you're new.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who
How
we
was
are.
Your week, Kirk?
It was an interesting week.
Yeah.
I feel like every week I say it was a rough week, and so I got to mix it up somehow.
Yeah.
So I think interesting is a good code.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. non-autism related complications, but a couple of good things on the... programs for my son, so that's great. That's exciting. I'm excited about that.
He's living in Sweden.
Yeah.
Getting all that beautiful socialist health care being taken care of, you know?
Yeah, it's like anything, is a bureaucracy, so it's a fight. But but yeah, he's we're making progress on that front. And my daughter is visiting my sister, so I'm solo here. Yeah.
Yeah, bachelor pad. Man, I walked in and was like, a dude lives here by himself for sure.
I haven't
sure.
cleaned up since my daughter's gone. I haven't been cooking. I haven't done anything.
It really helps to have, like, even if it's like your daughter or like whatever,
you force a structure.
It's good to have a female in the house. I'm living temporarily waiting for my girlfriend to move down, and I'm living temporarily with 54 other dudes, and it is gross. Now women are gross too, but not like this. Like, it's just a third world living situation.
I'm guessing nobody cleans the bathroom.
My wing of the house has its own bathroom, and nice. We keep it pretty clean. I keep it pretty clean. And then the other bathroom, the guy started to use our shower because he let the mold grow so much that there was plants growing in the shower.
So instead of using bleach, he decided, I'll just use the one Graham cleans.
I'm not kidding you. There were plants growing in there. He thought that there were just plants growing through from underground. He just thought that it was not his fault.
There's something growing out of the grout. What's happening?
Yeah, he didn't think it was his fault. He didn't get it. We just
love it.
So we went to the shower. We pulled out the plants that were growing there. I can't even believe I'm saying this. Sprayed it down. My brother is a disabled person. He's autistic. He would have never let that happen. Not in a million years. Yeah, he is way more able
than John. Should we name the people?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
We're not going to name the people because they're great people and not everyone's perfect.
Oh, present company included.
Yeah. But yeah, it's quite amazing to me. Anyway, so yeah, I'm happy you got your little freedom. You know,
I got another week.
You can tell a dude lives in here himself, just farting.
There's some dirty laundry strewn across the floor. It's from the gym. I'm letting that air out.
That's smart. Let that dirty laundry air out.
Yeah, I can't just put it on the hamper.
No way. That'd be nuts.
Stink it up. Yeah.
That'd be nuts. You don't want to stink up that hamper. Stink up the floor.
Stink up the whole
living room.
Room.
Yeah. Stink up your one your three room apartment. I've been pretty good. Things are good on the home front. My brother's doing great. One thing I like about this podcast is it makes me think more about him. Makes me think more about his condition and makes me just not take him for granted as much. Like, we talked about online dating a couple episodes ago for autistic people.
Oh yeah.
And that sort of, you asked me, you were like, would you do it with Pete? And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even connect the dots, right. You know? And I posed him the question and he was like, I thought he would say, no, I'm good. You know, he's always like, he likes to stay in his little world.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
he likes his routine.
He likes his routine. He was like, yeah. Graham, I would like that. If when you come to when you come back home to Ottawa, I'd like you to show me.
Great.
You know what I mean? It
yeah.
broke my heart.
That you hadn't thought of it before, you mean?
Yeah. Or just yeah. That, that it broke my heart that he's like lonely.
Yeah.
You know, and I never asked him. You know, and it was he needs my help to do that kind of stuff. My parents can't show him that kind of stuff. They don't right. even know how to text. Literally don't know how to text. There's I texted still... my father once. And I came back home after not seeing him for 6 months, and his phone was blinking with a little letter icon.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what's this? I click on it. I go, you have a text. And it was me going, happy birthday. And he goes, oh, I was wondering what that was.
I just figured out how to use a toaster oven. That yeah. was next.
Yeah. My parents listen to this podcast, and I'm going to hear about it. Yeah.
I meant to say...
It's nothing I haven't told them in person. They're very, very bright people.
Mr. K, I meant to say, congratulations on mastering the toaster oven. The phone is next.
He will beat you up. He's a giant
man. I believe he's
man.
An old man. Huh? He's old man strength.
He's a giant... He's got old man strength for yeah. sure.
I'm getting it, though. I'm losing my mobility, but I'm getting that old man just pushing the keystrokes. Everybody clears out. Look out for that, guys. All elbows.
It's basketball lingo. Kirk plays in a basketball league and just lets his frustration out on these, like, these 20-year-olds. Just manhandles them.
They're in the prime of their life. Don't feel bad for them, people. They're in the yeah. prime of their lives.
He told me before this podcast today, he's like, you know, I was doing some hard fouls. You know when the refs sometimes they let you play? I'm like, I guess. He's like, they're going to give me 5 fouls. I'm going to take them. I'm going to make them mean something.
I said I'm going to use all my fouls. I'm going to use all my fouls. I'm get my money's worth on these fouls.
You also looked at me as you were stirring your coffee and looked up and you go, Graham, I threw some hard fouls. Like you pause yourself.
I did. There was a little complaining, but that's a sport. You call it foul.
Sport.
Take it up top, man.
I respect that. But anyway, so that happened to Pete. He's also very excited. I mean, he's not excited about the new Star Wars coming out.
He's not?
No, he's a huge. If you're not new to this podcast, you know this. He's a huge, huge, huge Star Wars fan. It took a while to get him to come around to the latest three that came out in the late '90s, early 2000s. And then you put it in context. They're 1, 2, 3. And then they're prequels, you know. And he was like, oh, you got around. He liked it. He loved it. He's like, I'm fine. He's like, the saga's complete. Because it says, like, it's 10 it's, years ago, it said, the saga is complete. Finally. Right. That was their advertising campaign.
Right.
So in his mind, the saga is complete. I don't like these new ones. The saga's complete. And so I talked to him on the phone. I was like, man, we need to see this together on Christmas break. Like, buddy. Nice. I explained to him. It's 7, 8, 9, you know,
yeah.
after.
Yeah, I get it.
He's like, but the saga. I'm just like, no. And he's like, okay. Once I told him that, he was like, okay, okay. So he's coming around to it. He's like, I'm worried that I won't understand. I'm worried that I'm not going to understand. I was like, I'll sit beside you and I'll explain everything to you. And I'll give you like a big preamble before it starts. And like.
Does he like the Clone Wars, the cartoons? You ever get into those? It's like
he doesn't like them.
Okay.
Finds them too confusing.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
I think one of the reasons why Star Wars was so popular, and I think the key to any real successful movie franchise is it's very...
It's good versus evil.
It's good versus evil. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of other things that go around it to make it seem more interesting, nuanced. Lots of bells and whistles, but yeah. if you really break it down... I think Peter would be a good movie tester.
The kid gets it. Roll it out.
Roll it out. You know? So that happened. I sent him... he got his birthday presents. He wrote me an email.
My son, they're living in Sweden by... Sweden, they call sometimes the land of 1,000 lakes. Is that right? Or 10,000 lakes?
I think you're thinking
is that
of
Minnesota.
I think you're thinking of Minnesota,
where all the Swedes live. But anyway, it's the same thing in Sweden. It's a lot of water, so they're by the water, which makes him really happy. So, yeah, his mom's been sending me pictures of him by the water, looking out on the water, looking very pensive, eating Rice Krispies and ketchup on the water. Seriously, she sent me a picture of him eating that. He hasn't had that in a while. They don't have that in Sri Lanka. No Rice Krispies.
Well, you must be pumped.
So he's excited about that. So yeah, I need to post those. We'll post that on our Facebook page. Peter's Collection. I keep saying this, but we're going to do this. Peter's Collection.
I got to find it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do it. Next time you go home, you take some pictures.
I will.
Yeah.
With the updated. Because he wrote me. He's like, gave me a little guilt trip. He goes, Graham. He goes, hello, Graham. And I've been trying to call you back, but the phone has been saying unable to connect. How odd. I wrote, oops, sorry, Pete. This is when I was on the road in Canada. I was like, I'm in Canada right now, so I'm using my old Canadian number for the next few weeks. Gave him the number. And he goes, oh, well, thanks for letting me know. Also, when you first called on the day of my birthday, my 31st birthday, well, I needed to get my next Star Wars in capital, the Power of the Force toys, put away. That's what I got on my first birthday. Then on the day of my birthday, luckily, I got 4 extra brand new fresh water tropical fish. So now I've got 7 tropical fish in my great apartment fish tank, Peter. Then he goes, P.S., which is always longer than the body of the email. P.S., when I got my next Star Wars in capital, guys, and the vehicle put away, luckily I was able to get to the slave spaceship on the shelf, so it can be in between my 2 TIE fighters. Well, at least it fits in place as best it can. Then I got the Gamorrean guard into the same shelf that I put on the Hoth rebel guy on the shelf with the other Empire Strikes Back capital guys. And I put the AT-AT driver guy right onto the big Imperial Walker vehicle. Well, I only put him in one of the front seats. It's like, well, I only put him in one of the front seats. I don't want to make you think
that. I don't want to lie.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. Things are groovy.
Tell tales out of school. Mm-hmm. It was one seat, let's be honest. Love it.
Should we switch to In the News?
In the News, yeah. This is a... You may do this one or you got this one?
You got this one.
Okay.
So this was. I've been talking too much.
This is on... According to your parents.
Yeah.
This was on a... yeah,
that is a criticism.
A couple websites that a new nonverbal test may be an indicator... New nonverbal smell test, excuse me, may be an indicator of autism, where basically if you... The average person smells something good or bad, they'll react to it. They'll make a natural adjustment. If you smell something nice, you'll breathe more of it. And if you, for example, smell a public restroom, you will breathe shallower breaths.
Sure. Smells like poo.
What's that?
Smells like poo.
Smells like poop, yeah. Basically, though, autistic kids do not make those adjustments. And so they're saying this is a easy, nonverbal way to test kids within 10 minutes. They can test completely nonverbal kids.
Wow.
And there's no tasks they have to follow, which is a complication. If the kid doesn't follow instructions and he's nonverbal, is he just unwilling to comply or is he unable to comply?
Right,
that's like a big issue.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Because if he just doesn't want to, he could just be being obstinate.
Right.
Or, yeah, all of us are like that sometimes. So.
Absolutely.
So this way they can just have them smell good things and smell bad things. They've got a little picture here of a little guy hooked up to a little smell test. And, yeah.
I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked you off air. Why does this matter?
Well, I think the first step is you need to know what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. It allows you to figure out if the child is autistic. If they're not autistic, then they will adjust their smells or sniffing based on the smells, and then you can adjust their care. If they are autistic, then you get them into ABA or whatever other therapy you've decided.
And what's ABA?
I should know this. I should have looked this up right before, but it's like occupational therapy, they call it.
Right.
Which is applied behavioral analysis.
Okay.
Which is basically a process of systematically applying like interventions based on the principles that the person can learn, but they need.
Like you said before, it's like you're like, where's the pen? You put your hand over
right,
the
you
arm.
Right, hand over hand.
And it actually is the only thing that's.
At this point, the only thing that's really working, as far as I understand,
and it's proven to change.
It can change their behavior. Now, it might not the kid will still, or the person would still be diagnosed the same. But if you teach them hand over hand, okay, let me just read the definition here. Intervention is based on the principle of learning theory to improve social significant behavior to a meaningful degree and to demonstrate that interventions employed are responsible for the improvement of the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So you're modifying their behavior. And so you do that physically. It's not drugs. It's somebody who sits with them and it's like, okay, where's, you know, button your pants, and you show them how to button your pants, and then he does it, and then he does it, and then he does it. So you can learn very basic things. I mean, eventually higher, but to learn the basic things, how do you put your pants on? How do you tie your shoes? How do you, yeah.
That's okay. Well, that's a huge breakthrough then, in a way.
Yeah. Because if you can,
mitigating would it help to change the kid's brain physically to sort of break out of autism?
I don't know if it breaks out of autism, but I think the whole human experience is learning, right? And so you learn something, and once you learn it, it's
easier to learn when you're 2 as opposed to 17.
Well, not just that, but I'm saying, I don't know if, like, for example, I don't know if reading makes me quote unquote smarter. But the fact that I can read means I can continually learn. So I don't know if...
Reading does make you smarter. I think
it makes you more knowledgeable. I don't think it actually...
No, it does. It does both. It obviously makes you more knowledgeable, but it also flexes your brain, like if you were working out, and it makes your... You can make your brain smarter.
Okay, so I guess from that standpoint, then it would make my son smarter. I mean, this is a whole discussion about how do you...
Especially a developing brain.
Right. But what, I think that's an interesting discussion. Like, what do intelligent tests measure? Do they measure intelligence? Because clearly they measure intelligence and they measure effort. Because there was a study that came out last week, this isn't in the news thing, but that showed that if you reward kids with money, they do better. So obviously they're trying harder because there's money involved. So IQ tests are measuring intelligence and effort, really.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure, absolutely. I mean, I did not score great on an IQ test, I'm sure, when I was a kid, because I didn't care and I hated it and I felt it. I was really rebellious. I felt like if I did nothing...
You'd show the man?
I felt like if I did nothing, then they couldn't grade me. And then they wouldn't be able to tell me how smart I was or wasn't.
Right.
I think part of me was afraid that I'd get like a zero.
But there is nothing more scary in comedy or in anything where you really try and then you fail. Because if you don't try, you're like, I didn't even try.
Well, that's why I did. That's
what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes,
yeah. Whereas if you try.
Yes, that's a better way of saying what I did. Yeah.
Like, that's like sports. Like last night, it did not go. We lost at the buzzer for the finals. But the effort was there. We just lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think as you get older, you realize that it's better to try and fail. It's actually easier on you to try and fail.
It's the only thing you can control is your effort and your attitude. Mm-hmm. You can try your hardest.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a good attitude. Everything else is out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
You can, sometimes some people don't try or whatever, and they back into some money or anything can happen. You get super lucky, but all you really can control is your effort.
I always felt when I was taking any sort of, I don't think I ever have ever taken an official intelligence test, but I knew when I was a kid, when I was taking standardized testing, I didn't like the idea. I felt like I had learning disabilities and I felt like they were going to impede how I was going to perform in the tests, and they were going to also expose why I wasn't going to do well in the test. Like, they were the root cause of it, but no one really knew why, and they were just going to label me as a stupid person. So, and I also was worried that I was going to label myself as a stupid person if I didn't do well, perform well on those tests, if I had tried and not done well. So my way of combating that was, like you said, just not do it. And I'm not saying that that's, you know, what autistic people are doing. But I do agree that...
I know my son, for example, is very obstinate. So it's from my side of the family. So if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
So when you're trying to get him to match the red ones or, you know, and he doesn't want to do it, he's not going to do it. That doesn't necessarily mean he can't. Like, that was one of the troubles we had when he was first diagnosed. How do you diagnose him with autism? He won't talk. He won't interact with you. You have no idea what he's doing. So like, you do like a hearing test. There are things you can cross off the list, because he used to like sit in the corner and just ignore you when you yell his name out. So you can at least check his hearing. You can check it. So this would be like a quick way. Instead of checking his hearing and doing all his other crazy tests, you check his smell.
Yeah.
Can you smell? Do you smell the poop? Or are you pulling away from the poop? No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's a good...
I love the picture here. It's got like the kid's got a green tube and like a red tube. And I wonder which is the good smell and the bad smell.
The green's a good one. I looked.
Oh, yeah? I would think the green would be bad. It would be like...
Unpleasant odors are presented to the children. Red line, while the pleasant odors are in the green line. I think green's like plants, I would guess. And red's like blood.
Yeah. Poop, blood. Oh, never mind. I just grossed myself out. I'm sorry, everybody. So that's sort of... brings us to our topic du jour, weekly topic. There was a recently Jim Carrey came out and was like, and said he used the picture of he took a random picture of an autistic person that he found on the internet and tweeted, said use it as this kid as an example that vaccines are bad. That the new California state law making it harder for parents to opt out of mandatory vaccines was wrong, and he used this person's picture and didn't ask consent of the parents or anything like that. And he has 17 million Twitter followers that are going to see that are also going to think that getting vaccines are bad. Now, the parents of the kid came out and be like, hey, by the way, you didn't ask his permission, and also we don't believe what you're saying.
Not just that, the kid's not autistic.
No, he is
but
autistic.
He has something else.
Well, he had a disease early on that created tumors in his brain,
right,
that ended up causing autism. It can cause a number of things, one of which is autism. So he is autistic.
All right, maybe I read the article wrong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good thing I did. Anyway.
So there's two of us. There's backup.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, now we've already talked about whether, you know, vaccines do or don't cause, or what our positions on it. Our positions are that, my position anyway, I can only speak for myself, is that if you think vaccines, there is no science. There's no, and they're all independent scientists who aren't funded by any sort of vaccine company, say that it doesn't cause it. And it's basically, to me, it's fear-mongering, it's bad for society, and it's like saying that that pollution doesn't exist. You know, like that pollution isn't causing climate change, you know, and every scientist says it does. You know, it's just you're ignoring the facts. He was married to Jenny McCarthy, who has, or at least was dating her, and she has an autistic son. And she, you know, went on The View and said that vaccines are bad. She's obviously influenced Jim Carrey. And I just think that if you have, there is not enough policing. Like, you, these people can't just get away with saying stuff like that that really affects society negatively. Celebrities, you know, they're not. He is really funny. He's one of my comedic idols.
Canadian.
He's Canadian. You know, he's very talented, but I like him for that. I in no way respect his medical judgment. You know, he doesn't have an autistic kid.
Yeah, to me, it's like when NBA players start talking about politics or finance, or, and I'm like, I want to see you shoot a basketball. That's it. I don't want to hear your views on anything, to be honest, not to be harsh, but I really don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your... You know, I'm sure you have an opinion. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're really good at shooting that basketball. If you want to talk about how you're shooting that basketball, I'm listening. What do you got?
You're making the mistake of thinking that we like you for who you are.
Not that, but you think you're an expert in one area, so that makes you an expert in all areas.
That's
no, brother. You're an expert in one area.
Exactly.
You're really good at being funny, so that doesn't mean I want to hear your views on basketball. You're really good at basketball. I don't want to hear your views on politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. That's why, did you see that documentary, ESPN documentary, Broke? Basically, 60% of all NBA and NFL players, 60%, wow, go bankrupt within 4 years of retiring.
That's
bankrupt.
Crazy.
Because hubris, because they're experts in one area, like you said.
Yeah.
Kurt Schilling. Remember Kurt Schilling?
Yeah, of course. Bloody Sock.
Bloody Sock. One of the greatest pitchers in the past 25 years. Long career. Made millions of dollars.
League, like 15 years, wasn't he?
Yeah. Millions of dollars. So many huge lucrative contracts.
Yeah.
bankrupt. Yeah. Because he was had never been told he was bad at anything. He invested in a video game.
I was going to say, didn't he try to make his own video game company and go up against
LucasArts and all
that? EA or whatever it's called, EA Sports. Oh, unbelievable. Electronic Arts, maybe?
Yeah. Nope.
Unbelievable. When he came out with that, I'm like, you're going to go up against the video?
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, that fastball is not going to translate to much coding.
No. No. No.
Unbelievable.
So it's like, I mean, look, you could have a child who's autistic and or be listening to this and feel like vaccines do cause autism, but regardless of how you feel about it, I don't think it's beneficial to have people who are uneducated and just opinionated influence 17.4 million people with very little backlash. We had to search for this article.
Yeah.
You know?
My opinion on the vaccine...
And he didn't... Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, my opinion on this is a little more nuanced than yours. I think if it did cause it, there's no way they'll admit it, ever. I mean, not on purpose, but if they accidentally have done this to people, there's no way they'll admit it, because we talked about this. It'll bankrupt the country.
Well, that's for other things, but yes, I for pollution and stuff like that, we discussed last episode, or two episodes ago, lead in the air might be causing it, one of the reasons anyway. But here's the thing, is they may never admit it, yes, because for a million reasons.
Yeah. Trillion.
I agree with that. Trillion reasons that they may never admit it, but it would still come out because there are independent scientists.
Eventually,
well, there are independent scientists testing for it, and like there was like, no, this makes, and everything we know about science says that this is not it. This is not the reason. They're independent. They're not funded by the vaccine companies. They're not funded by the government. They're funded by universities who...
I think the guy just died, too, who had the big study, didn't he? We didn't cover that in the news, but I think he died had an unusual death. Yeah, I could have Googled this before, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy with the vaccine just passed away, and I'm pretty sure. Go ahead, you talk. I'll find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we're a team, Kirk. The old stall game. I just think that, I mean, Jim Carrey apologized to the family for posting the video, not for saying, and did not mention that this mother does not agree with him at all.
Right.
And she has a diagnosis of why her son has autism. She's one of the few people with an autistic child that has an actual diagnosis or reason why, can trace it why, for this tumor disease in the brain. Also, what bothers me about this, I would say, is that Jim Carrey dehumanized this autistic kid. He's a person. You can't just because you think, oh, he's not going to notice because he's autistic. It doesn't matter if he notices or doesn't notice. He's a human being. You can't just take someone's image without their consent.
A minor.
And a minor. Yeah. If this was somebody who had their legs cut off, or had cerebral palsy and their brain was all there, you would never use that. You'd be considered a monster.
Yeah, or Downs. Yeah.
Yeah. But because they're autistic, oh, who cares? You feel the freedom, the right to just use this person's image.
Here's the guy.
Not fair.
I agree with you. That part I agree. James Jeffrey Bradstreet. I'm not sure if it's a suicide or not, but he was found dead. Anti-vaccine doctor. It's in the Washington Post. Behind dangerous, quote-unquote, autism therapy, found dead. Families cry foul. It's interesting.
So he was against vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
He said vaccines caused autism.
Yeah.
And
it's not clear if it was a suicide or what happened.
Right. Well, that's, obviously awful.
Gunshot to the chest.
This, okay. And so it could be... I guess what they're inferring in this article that it might not be suicide, that
that's what they're implying,
somebody who is pro-vaccine, the pro-vaccine lobby murdered him. Now, That sounds insane, but stranger things have happened. And if that did happen, that I even though no matter how I feel about vaccines, that's completely insane and awful. And I hope those people go to jail and die in there. You know, because you're not going to... It's like they're like, you know, killing somebody like that only makes a martyr and you turn them into a Jedi and they come back twice as strong.
Who's talking on this podcast? You or Pete? What's happening here?
Also, murder is awful. There's another reason
why. I feel like
why.
You're channeling Pete.
It's always, man. Always. I just, you know, that's a crazy story, and that's awful. But I don't know. That's what I feel about the Jim Carrey thing. Do you have anything to add to these?
No, I just, I find it, I like him. He's so funny. Lately some of his stuff hasn't hit as hard as it did earlier. And I think it's part of the thing is when you're an artist and you become totally disconnected with the common man through hundreds of millions of dollars, it's hard to connect with, you know, his big problem now is should I drive the Lamborghini or the Porsche? Because the Porsche.
He drives a Tesla now.
There you go. Tesla or a Ferrari. And
I saw an interview.
So I think, but yeah, great, great, great comedian. That doesn't mean anything. I don't want to hear your. If you want to use your cause celebrity to your celebrity status to raise money, like Jerry Lewis, great. MS that he raised so many millions and millions of dollars, great. You want to raise money for autism research, great. Please,
We need more money for autism research.
Yeah.
Why don't you fund research to find the cause of it?
And if you don't want to fund it, at least lend your face and do the commercials and do all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'd rather see them do. Lend their celebrity status to try to find a cure. And I know some people don't think a cure. To try to find solutions. Mm-hmm. Say it like that.
Well, I think that wraps us up for this week.
It was a good week, man.
Yeah, take that, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Take that idol, Jim Carrey.
When you hear this, Jim, I just want you to know that you're still welcome to come play basketball with us in this comedy league we play down in the Pan Pacific Rec Center. So anytime you want to shave that little beard and come play with us, come on down.
Keep that beard, man. I got a beard. Do your thing, bro. And watch out for those hard fouls. There's a grumpy...
No easy layups.
No easy layups.
He's
going to use all five. All right. I'm not going to foul you.
I'll help you up afterwards.
Yeah. I respect you, Jim. I always have. But anyway, I'm Graham Kay.
I'm Kirk Smith. Hey, guys, please take a second to like us on Facebook, to share this podcast with people you think might be interested.
Please do that.
Download it. If you know an old person who doesn't know how to download it, burn this to a disc and hand them a CD that they can listen to in their 1984 Tacoma. If you know somebody that might be interested.
That would be a tape, actually. But the main thing we need you to do is subscribe. Share it, ask people to subscribe, and give us a good review. That really helps us. It'll help us keep doing this if you enjoy it. We're looking to get sponsors, and showing them subscription numbers really helps. We have subscription is up. This is each week we have more and more listeners, and we really appreciate it. We appreciate you guys sharing and spreading the good word. And yeah, it's going great, and we appreciate it. We just like to keep it going. So thanks very much. Go to Autastic Podcast.
You got it. Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're on iTunes, obviously. SoundCloud. Lip-sync. However you say that. I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks very much. Take care. Bye.